Okay, everybody say.
Oh, Simon, how are you?
Okay. Okay, so let's just, before we begin, in terms of next week, I'm willing to give Sunday and Monday, if there's, okay? Sunday and Monday? Regular, same time, 9:30, 10:30, Sunday and Monday. And those that can't make it, they'll close it online. And, okay, and Sunday and Monday. That's a shame. Sunday and Monday. It's, okay. And then obviously the rest of the week is Erev Yontif Yontif. Okay. Today's shiur is, all of Hilchos Avelos is very sad and tragic, but the biggest tragedy that you'll ever come across, I shouldn't say the biggest, but one of the biggest tragedies is the question of Ma'abed Atzmo L'das, people who are suicidal. And that's and unfortunately, this has happened in our community. Even though people, and I'm a chuyiv to mimachris, to the community, if such a thing happened, people don't want to, obviously, but we have to admit to ourselves that such things have happened in the community. And I think it's a chiyuv in everyone in the community to make sure that things don't happen to the best of our abilities, tahaynu, to make sure that every individual feels a sense of relevance, a sense of, that no one goes, that no one cares about them, no one says hello to them, no one invites them, because when a person feels so irrelevant, I always like to say over the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, heaven in my sefer, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it says by the Mishkan, it says that Hamalocha Haisa Dayim V'Hoiser, that so they gave them the Dava, it says it was Dai V'Hoiser. So Dai means enough, Hoiser means it was more. So which one was it? Was it Dai or was it Hoiser? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that no, Avada, it was more than needed. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt, but Al Pi Neis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that every nedava was used, even though it was really more. Because if not, some people will go away thinking my nedava was not needed, and I was totally extraneous, not needed, etc. And that's a terrible feeling. And that's our choyva in this world. To make sure that every person that we come in contact has a feeling of self-value. Not everyone is this, not everyone's going to have the big positions and this and that. And some people like to make other people feel like they're nothing. That's a terrible thing. I mean, there are people that, I'm not saying they're doing it purposefully, but that's a reality of the way some people's personas come off. And our chova, olamo, is to make sure that everyone we come in contact has a feeling of self-value and worth. And that hopefully, Rabbi Dov Brizak, he says over, he's a big mechanic in Eretz Yisrael. He writes, I once heard him speak in Brooklyn, I think, and he was telling over a story of, I don't know the exact details, but the gist of the story was that there was some Rebbe or whatever, Mashkiach, whatever he was, he's walking out of the Beis Medrash and patted the guy on the shoulder, said hello. And that day, this fellow was contemplating suicide. And he said, someone said hello to me, and that saved, so little things, that you think is not important, could she tells over that story. So what we have to, okay, so that's the, the mussar of the this. But now we have to know, what is the halacha? Is there avelus in a situation where somebody committed suicide? Is there a chovah of avelus? We'll see. So first the pasuk says in Parshas Noach, "V'achas dimchem l'nafshoseichem edrosh miyad kolchaya edushenu, miyad ha'odom miyad ish ochiv edrosh esnevesh ha'odom." So this is the pasuk. Rashi says, "Achas dimchem." Afal pishi tarti says Rashi in Chumash. Lachem netilas neshama bebehema is seich dam atzmo. That even though it's mutter to kill a behema, right, to eat whatever, but don't think you could kill yourself. Achas dimchem edrosh. I will avenge your blood. Miashofer dam atzmo. And that's the source of Ma'abed Esma Ladas in the Gemara in Bava Kama on Sadi Aleph of the Days here on page 2 says Mantana Neshabes Ledome Ein Adam Roshay L'Chavel Ba'atzmo. Even not to kill yourself, even L'Chavel Ba'atzmo. Yivayim Haytanu Dutanu V'achazdim Chaz V'nafshoshech V'edrush. So the verse says, "Dilma k'tala shiny." So maybe k'tala is different. Then they try to look for some other sources. But certainly by k'tala, the Gemara says that that's what the pasuk is referring to. And the Rambam says Kol Horeg on page 3, Kol Horeg Chaveru Biyado, okay. Kigoshikol Basayif of Evan Omisa Hashchem Chol Shemes Kol V'Hogam Mikomoka Hu Batzma Reza Nereg V'Bez. Right, so that's the din of Ritzicha. And then the Gemara then the Rambam says Socher Horeg Varugas Chaveru. You hire somebody, so then you're not Chayv Misa. You're still a shofech domim. It's a grama. So I'm having a biyado Chayv Misa l'shamayim. Amen. Mrs. Bezdin. That's halacha beis. You hired somebody to kill somebody. And halacha gimel. Minayin shekein hu adin shenema shofech dam ha'odam ba'odam. So that's the. So the Rambam quotes this as well. Okay, these are really nothing to do with these. There's an interesting Menachas Chinuch on page 4. The Menachas Chinuch has a discussion with the Ma'abed Atzma Ladas is that an Isser Tzicha? As a person kills himself. Because, so the Milchus Chinuch says, no. It's Yechayv Misa Bidei Shemayim, like the Rambam says. But Ritzicha is only killing someone else. It's still an Aveira from the Pasuk of Shofech Dam Ha'odom. And the nafkamina is whether there's a din of kimloi v'dravimnei, im shibre kelim b'shas maisa, whether you potter from the tashlumen. And he says, gam nirli d'vanoch enu mitzuvah d'lumen b'achas dimchem v'lo nishnes b'sinai. Right, the Gemara says that anything was given before her Matan Torah and it wasn't repeated at Matan Torah, so then it means that it's the Yisrael nemra v'lo la'a l'ben Noach. So maybe it's only for Yisrael. In the footnote here, he quotes in the Ayim Psikta Rabasi, that Darshan's Lo Sirtzach Lo Sitzratzach. So they learn out a drasha on from the pasuk of Lo Sirtzach Lo Sitzratzach that is of suicide. Yeah. Meaning, Misa B'nei Shemayim means he did an Aveira that's, obviously, Yeah.
Today's world.
Right. Today? What do you mean, does it apply today?
Because, you know, we understand it's a mental disease. It's not like
an individual disease. Well, voila.
It's a mental disease.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, we'll see. You see in the footnote here, page 4? I've seen it in the footnote, page 4. Okay. Okay. So now we're going to speak more about Hilchos Aveilos. So the in Maseches Machos it says, "Hamaber atzmo v'das ein misaschin imo b'chol dover." So you're not misasik imo b'chol dover. So we have to understand what that means. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Karmelov Avinatla Amalei Rabbi Hine lo besasu al techabdu val techalu. Ein korim malov, ein kolzim malov, lo maspidim malov, aval omdim malov b'shura. So the first question is: see, you're not maspid, but is there shiva? That's the first basic question. Is there shiva? Doesn't say. So the Rishonim try to explain what's the dharm. So first, the Tshuvas HaRashba on page 6 says, "Afshar Amru b'chol malkam ein masaskim melem l'chol dover lo li nikfur of tachrichin Amru elashen korv l'chotzum l'maspidim lo." In other words, he doesn't. When it says ein masaskim in Maseches Machos, doesn't mean that you're not kover him. Lo li nikfur of tachrichin. You have kfur. You have tachrichin. But you don't tear kriya. Kolzim means they used to be cholitz. They used to bear the shoulder. That was a type of mourning. Lo maspidim alav. Aval omdim alav b'shura. But they had a shura that they, you know, at the cemetery they line up a shura. They say Mokum Yonachem. But there is kvura. So don't think that since it says Amos Haskim Mo means you just let the body lie barren. But again, what about Shiva? What about Shiva? So if you look in the Ramban in the Torah Sodom on page 7, he says, "Nearly Dein Korim Lefvod Komar, Ava Korim Arum Lesabel Korim." He said, no, when it means Dein Korim, means if other people who are not relatives want to tear else covered, they shouldn't. But the Krovim themselves, they have a Chiv Kriya. It's a Korov. So then he says, Vim Tomar, Zesha Eino Osa Maisa Amcha Peturim Mimenu. So the question is, maybe that he's not Osa Maisa Amcha. Meaning he was a variant for doing this, so maybe they shouldn't sit shiva. So he says, "Hey, omdim alav b'shura, omdim alav brikas aveil, and mein nogim alav aveilus." He says it doesn't make sense. It says that you say omdim alav b'shura, and you say brikas aveilum. You know, there was a special bracha they used to say, and they had shura, and they said amokim yonachem, and all these things. Omer Malav Birkas Aveilim. So he says, Omer Malav Birkas Aveilim. So it must mean that there's Aveilus. That's how the Ramban understands. Lo Matzino El Baharuge Bezdin. Right? That was what we did the first day of Shir. Baharuge Bezdin, then you don't. We said there's no din of Aveilus, but there is Aninus, and then we say somebody who severs himself from Klal Yisrael, then there's not even a heter to be said, right? Then we say
even someone who's like Mechal Shabbos for Hasev has a status of a goy.
For what?
For Avelu, the Ramban is saying, they're still going to be Avelu by such a person.
Okay, so that is a separate shear we're going to talk about. But he's saying that, so the Ramban paskins, the Reshiva, there is a velus if the person committed suicide, the family is a shiva for him. However, he points out that the Rambam disagrees. Take a look on page 9 in the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Hamaber atzmo ladas, ein misaskin imo l'chol dovar, ein misablim alav, ein maspidim oto, omzim lo v'shur, omzim lo birchus aveil. So he says, the ein misablim alav. So the Rambam seems to say explicitly that there's no shiva. There's no shiva. That's how the Rambam paskins. And in Shulchan Aruch, let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. On page 12, Shin Mem Hey Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. Hamaber atzmo ladas, ein mishaskin imo l'chol dover, ve'ein misablim alav, ve'ein maspid moso, v'lo korim lo koltzim, omdu lo pshur, omdu lo brikas aveilim, chol dover shul kol v'chayim. So he says, there's no stira. Like the Ramban said, he's saying Birkas Aveilim, he must be saying, so the Ramban says, no. He's saying Birkas Aveilim, that's the covet for the Chai. But the person who committed suicide, so that's the covet for the mace, so then that he lost. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passed. So this is could be a very, very, difficult situation, because as it is, the family is so in grief that the person committed suicide, so now that we're going to tell them not to sit shiva, and now that's going to be the talk of the town, that this, you know, so the Chasam Sofer has a very important tshuva on page 15. So look what he says. He says, "Hinei lahalacha lemaisa mi yarim rosh neged hara vaskomas harav beisayis b'shulchan aruch shasosam karambam." He says, "Well, how are we going to go against the Shulchan Aruch? He paskin like the Rambam. That's it. He doesn't even bring another shita." Shagam shalach gidve emekel ba'avil omna mikumokam omar ni. This is what he says. Heike diika kovod mishpacha. But if it's a shayla of kovod hamishpacha, she'echad mehem chil kamasim miyatia lehem amorim lisabel as yomru habriyas kamu lerabbanu mosi v'svar shaloi yadim avedas v'ladas. In other words, if they sit shiva, so then people will say, you have to be a lamdan, the gossipers have to be lamdanim. In other words, they say it's in shiva. Oh, so it probably was not. Probably was some accident happened. It wasn't ma'abir atzmo ladas. So he says, and this is a very important thing. He says, "Azay yochol hamurim lahoros lachachila l'sabel." Whereas the Chasam Sofer says that a mora hara, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, Allah Kedivya Mekal Bavalit, you don't have to sit shiva, but in a lot of cases, the kula is to sit shiva. Because if we tell him not to sit shiva, then people are going to say, oh, he was a Mabed Asma Das, it's going to cause, much more embarrassment to the family, coupled with all the grief that they have that their relative committed suicide. So he says that he thinks the proper psak is, in these cases, which are, many cases in a regular family setting or a regular community setting, when you have such a thing, that the Rav should paskin that they should sit shiva. Because halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel, the cooler is to let them sit shiva.
Is there anything to do with diet? In fact, he says mishpacha nechbedas. Does that mean like special?
Yeah, right. But I think like if anyone who's a part of a community, you know, if somebody's out in the boondocks, there's nothing, no one knows them. Okay, mela. But any family today that's in any, even if it's not the president of the shul or whatever, every family that's a member of a shul today is considered mishpacha nechbedes.
And Rav says he's not allowed to be masked. Rav says he's not allowed to be masked, or says he don't have to be masked.
Yeah, the Chazon Hesh says Pashas not allowed to. Somebody's right. So that's what he says. This Baruch Elohayol Odim Mavidas V'Ladas Azay Yochol Hamoral L'Horos L'Chatchila L'Sabel Afilu Im Emes Nizbar Lo Shayol Kol Din Mavidas V'Ladas. Because even if we find out that Hitaka was a Mabed Latzvah Ladas. And then at the end of the paragraph it says, when he, the Inyan Ovel, Halacha Gedivei HaMekel, Ovel, the Inyan Pagam Mishpacha, Ein Halacha, Kam Mekel Chvod B'nei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. In other words, yeah, it's a cool and Avelis, but it's a, you know, but then you're causing Pagam in the Mishpacha, so then you shouldn't do that. So that's very, very important. Very important to yourself. Couple of things. Now there are a lot of details in the poskim. What exactly, you know, Mabel Asmoladas is. You know, in other words, okay, so, like, how do we know exactly? So, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, how the Shulchan Aruch summarizes it here on page 12. This is base. He says, Ezel ma'ber atzmo ladas, yon sh'omar harehu ola l'rosh, Hagag. He said he's going up to the roof, and then we saw him. The Rosh Alamiyat, and then we saw him go up to the roof. Der Kas, Oshaya Meitzer, V'Nofal Meis, Harei V'Cheska Shibir Atzvul Adas. So, in other words. So he said it. In other words, you have to know that he said it beforehand. And look in the Shach, Gimel, Kosev Ramban, Avol Pi Shelo Ra'u Mapil Atzmo, you didn't see him jump off the building or whatever, Kevin Sha'oma Harani Ola L'Rosh Hagag, V'Apil Atzmi, in other words, we heard him say that, so then we have to assume. But a lot of times, you know, you find the person after the fact. They find their body in the river or something like that. So then, according to this, it wouldn't necessarily be Mabedatz Ladas. Even though, you know, that's probably what happened. But the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rishonim, was saying that it's that you heard that he said that. Harez b'chesed shibir atzmo ladas. And you're ooh chanuch v'tola be'ilu and ohorav u'mushlach al gabi saif. Harez b'chesed kol ha'meisim tzaskim lo. But if we see him after the fact, dead, that he's hung or mushlach on his knife, so most very likely that he killed himself, but that's not a Mabed Latzvah Ladas. Harehu b'cheskas kol ha'meisim. Maybe someone killed him.
The notes consider him saying it?
The note after it.
Yeah.
Find May, could be, if so that's yeah, the Marshal. Right. And then you have the other sheet. Because of a Bach Moshe Marshal, the feel Omar Ruush Ani Ola, the Lora Hu Ola, the Dibur Lachud Lo Sabchina, the Enum Cheskos Ma'amed Al Kodas. So you have the Marshal. In other words, the Ramban says, you heard, but you didn't, so he's going to do it, and you didn't see him do it, but that's enough. The Marshal says differently. Even if you heard him, but you didn't see him do it, so then you can't. So,
you still didn't see him jump off.
Right. So if you hold like the Ramban, it's enough to hear, but you didn't need to see him actually jump. And according to the Marshal, even if you heard him, but you didn't see him, like you said, Loru Ola, so you can't rely on the on the Dibur alone. So that already limits a lot of cases, because of a lot of cases they're found after the fact. Now, who are we kidding? We know probably what happened, but halacha, has its gedarim. Even though, as far as the communal responsibility, the community should still, feel that they could have helped him in this, because, we know probably what did happen, right? But halacha has its gedarim, like Rabbi Chaim was speaking at Shal Shuras, identification. You were here at Shal Shuras, identification of somebody who's the child of somebody, and this woman was pregnant and had a kid, and they said that it's not from this. The husband is from someone else, and the DNA seemed to indicate that it was not from the husband. Then Rabbi Vadi said, "Pasnim b'Rabbi Lo Sachar Baal." That's the halacha. So Rabbi Lo Sachar Baal. So he's chayvin mizonos. He has to support the it's probably, but the halacha has. They're halachic gedarim. So same over here. Most probably it did happen. Okay, it could be that it didn't. Somebody could have. But halacha has its gedarim of how to. Then one second. Then in halacha gimel it says katan hamaber atzmo l'das choshuv k'shelo l'das. Right, a katan did something that's shelo l'das. In other words, if a katan, so-called, committed suicide, rachmana litzlan, that's not ma'amar atzmo l'das, because he's not a bar das. Hey, gadol ma'amar atzmo l'das, who onus, or there was an onus, k'shol ha'melech e'moni m'menu kol dover. And if you look in the Ramban, he has a story that's here, page 8. What?
Yeah.
But my, yeah, the right word in Maseches Machas. What? Yeah, it's in.
Yeah, Halacha Dalet. Yeah, take a look at Halacha Dalet in Maseches Machas on page 5 for a second. Maisa bibno shel gurnas belud shaborach mi beis ha-sefer. The kid ran away from school. His father did something with his ear. And he got afraid from his father. And then he was ma'abed atzmo l'das. So the Ramban explains this Maseches Machos on page 8 and on the 5th line. Perish herolo ba'ozno hifchido al ma'orosh irolo. He frightened him. He said he's going to hit him in the ear, or pull his ear. So it's interesting. That's not called. It's a cotton.
The kid's 14 seems to wait and half. Is that onus or?
Oh.
Cotton's not a bar glass.
Here he's talking about a cotton. I mean, if you look.
Cotton, not a bar glass.
Yeah. So it's an important yesod. One second. The parent can't. Parent, Rebbe, whatever. I remember many years ago they had a Hachnasa Sefer Torah in memory of Reb David Lifshitz. And his son-in-law, who was his son-in-law? He had two son-in-laws. Three son-in-laws. Reb David Lifshitz had four daughters, Reb David Lifshitz. Reb David Lifshitz lived in the building that I live in. Had four daughters, Reb David, and no sons. And one of his daughters was killed in his mother's hands, which, you know, when they were running away. She was shot in the mother's hands, killed in the mother's hands. And the other three survived. And so one of them was what? Rabbi Benjamin Stein from Telz. And one of them was Rabbi Chaim Waxman, Rabbi Ari Waxman from Shalavim's mother. And the third one is the famous Rav Nosson Kamenetsky, the son of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who wrote The Making of a Gadol and other things. So he used to be here all the time, Rav Nosson Kamenetsky. When Rav David Lifshitz was alive, he was here all the time. Or even when the Rebbetzin was still alive, he was here all the time. So he said over at that Hachnasa Sefer Torah, Rav Nosson Kamenetsky spoke. Remember one year he stayed for Shavuos here, Rav Nosson Kamenetsky. So he said that the Gemara says Rok Mora B'Talmidim, that the Rebbe should frighten his students, make them. So he said that his father said Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that it doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, because Bizman Hazeh is an open society. If you Zrok Mora B'Talmidim, then they're going to just go off the derech. Zrok Mora B'Talmidim maybe was only in this situation where the society was insular, so he's Rok Mora, then he'll behave, whatever. But today it doesn't work that way. It just caused people to go off the derech. But you see, even in the time of Chazal, and if you mafkin him, he could, people were still people then too. The society might have been different, so God may how he could. But it's an important thing. So that's not called Ma'abed Atzmo L'Das, it's a cotton, etc. One second. But after all said and done, If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, on page 14. So he says a big yesod. He says, "V'madnu the ma'abed afto l'das lo mikri elut she'omar mikodim she the misazu yovar atzmo." Maybe we saw, but we're inu shemiyar also atzmo misazu. Well, also below Omar or Omar below Reinu the Atzmenu she also after she nimtzu the misazu mikomokom ulai she go and isnab abo. It also be many yirach she'elu lahavin the milsa the zutzusihi yirasu kemo ben gurnus. He said he was frightened. So that's called like Shalom Das. And then he says, there's any type of tliya we could possibly give that it wasn't with full clarity of mind. We say he's not. Like you said, Zach, it's it's diagnosed a mental issue. So that's Dr. Moshe, Dr. Dreisinger, he's a psychologist in Riverdale. So he said to me once that he thinks what the Aruch HaShulchan says is the most very sound. That's what Zach was just saying, that a lot of these things are some type of machla. So we try to, even without the heter of the chasam sofer, we try to very much limit the applicability of ma'abed atzmo l'das. It was, person had mental, issues and things like that, and we try to limit it as much as we can.
According to the Aruch
HaShulchan,
do we just know more about mental health now, or is
it just talking about anything type of suicide? Either way. Then if you look for a second on page 20, there's a sefer Nachla Shimon. Nachla Shimon, Rav Shimon Krasner of Baltimore. So he wrote these svarim, Rav Shechter liked this svarim, on Nach. Basically, he took all of Nach, and he, all the halachic topics that come up in Nach, he wrote pieces on. So that's called Nach Moshe. I met him on the Neri Yisrael. So in Shmuel Aleph, with the, so he speaks about Shaul with the killing himself, etc. He speaks about Ma'ar Ben Asmada. So he quotes the Besam and Rosh, which is the forgery of the Truvas Harosh. Yet it's still quoted, Rabbi Kivega quotes it, whatever. It's a sefer that's like quoted. Could be, they didn't know at that point, some say, whatever. But it's like, whatever. It's not the sefer with the full credibility, obviously. So why didn't I... But apparently, when I was looking to make this packet, I opened up a Besam and Rosh, and that simon was omitted. So that's why I had to, sense it out. So that's why I quoted. Normally, I don't just Xerox from secondary sources. So that's why I'm Xeroxing from here. Should be Solomon Roach. Lo nikra v'amenas el b'mos v'tovas haborim. In other words, he says a different word. In other words, it's somebody who does it as a philosophical shita, something like that. That. That's Ma'abed Atzmo L'Das. So Misha Horek is Atzmo B'Divrei Miriboy Tzarosov, but a person just has, you know, just has a lot of tzaros and he's just so depressed. That's not even Mabai Das Moladas, etc.
They have to be a suicide bomber.
So, yeah, yeah,
it's
a shita.
Yeah.
Right, like Japanese pilots
believe. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that from Phil Doris, who says that's death fast.
No, no, no. It doesn't sound like that. That's what some Rosh said.
The Shahra says that he has to do it, like if you hear him say it, you see him do it, but it's not.
Miyaz, it's also not, right.
Part of the basis for the shock being that the fact that it was witnessed by people and it created already some form of a, and shock is the wrong word, but some form of like almost that it created some form of mental recognition to people versus that if they didn't, then they have to go through the process and should have come to some form of terms with a little bit more. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Oh,
when,
so
when the Shulchan Aruch is and the Nosei Kehel say Rahuhu Ole, does the Aliyah automatically mean he jumps?
It means he went up, and then we found him.
Oh, so Ole means he went up and he jumped.
Yeah. Means he went up.
Yeah.
Oh, so there is a comment that Rabbi Akiva Eger makes. Rabbi Akiva Eger makes an interesting comment, the following. Take a look on page 11 in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Gimel Yud, Shin Dal Mem Yud. He says, Mishitziva Shaloi Yafsiduhu Shomim Lo. In other words, we're going to see Allah and Shulchan Aruch that at first glance has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but Rabbi Akiva Eger is going to link it all together. The person leaves the tzava, you know, that they shouldn't be maspid him. So the Shulchan Aruch says Shomim Lo. So you're supposed to listen. Yeah, some people, right, you don't want to have a hesped on them. So shomlo. Avo mtsiva shalom linhog alav zayin uvzer shloshim. But if somebody said, I don't want you to sit shiva for me, or shloshim, or to keep shloshim, ain't shomlo. Yud beit chodesh might be different, we'll see. But shivin shloshim, no one could mochal shivin shloshim. So that their children don't have to sit shiva or shlosha for that, or any relative. Okay, so there's a whole discussion. You know, there's a famous Pesachei Tshuva here, where it says that the Noda Behuda said when he's maspid the Pnei Yeshua, that even though he was mitzava that you shouldn't be maspid, we shouldn't listen because he's Rabban Shalkol Bnei Agola, and we, you know. Okay, but let's assume for a second, like the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that you listen. So what's the pshat? The pasha pshat is the following, that the hesped is a din in the kavod hames. So if the mace was mochel, then there's no hesped. But shivin shloichim is a din what? I said it wrong, one second. In other words, he's saying like this, that there's a person doesn't have a right to bevato the shivan and the shloshim. So we'll see why in a second. Take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says here, Mokor din zeh marivayel the hatiko b'darkei Moshe aval toch lama kevin shahashar meisim nami sabon lehem. This is lotus barley yikara d'chaya yikara d'shchiva tavad e'aveis gufei enu b'chol l'bchol.
That's the question. Is Avelis Yikara the Chaya, Yikara the Shchivi? Is it covered to the Chaya or the covered to the Mix? So what is it? So the fact that we said that what? That a person can't be mortal, Shiva and the Shloshim. So he says like this. On one hand, what do we hold by Mabed Latzvo Ladas? There's no Shiva. Shulchan Aruch Pachasin is like the Rambam. Right? Because that's, so it must be that Shiva is a din of covet hames, and here the mace did something improper, so he loses his covet. Right? So if it's the covet hames, then he should be able to be mortal. So the Rabbi Kiveg is asking a steer in Shulchan Aruch. That on one hand, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Mr. Amor, but he wasn't arguing with the Mechabedeh, so that you can't be mochel Shiva. Why? Because it's not his cover to, it's for the cover Hachai Shiva and Shloshim. So then you can't be mochel the Shiva. If it's your own cover, then you can be mochel your own cover. So the Rabbi Kiveger is asking a steer in Shulchan Aruch, because by Ba'amir Asmol Adas, if it was the din of Kovet HaChai, then they would say Shiva, but it's because the Chai didn't do anything wrong, it's the din of Kovet HaMeis, or he lost the Kovet HaMeis. So therefore he's asking, if we paskin like Ma'amir Asmol Adas, is it the din of Kovet HaMeis, and therefore he lost the Kovet HaMeis, because he was Ma'amir Asmol Adas, so then we should paskin that he can be Mochel. That's his... One second. So that's his question, Rabbi Kiveger says. He says, Adas HaRamban, the Mthablon, the Kovar HaChayimu. They were speaking to the Rabbis. She came, Rabbah Paskin of Peshitus, Kedas HaRamban, Rabbah and Salzim Eim Mthablon of. I read, the Kaimel and Peshitus, the Avelis, have we covered HaMesim. For the Kaimel and Nisvekel, the Hakel, the Avelis. I'll call upon the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, Shalom, Tzabal, Mahani, Tzabal, the Ramal, Atik, the Rabbah, Odina. Right? In other words, why is it so pashut that we pass in like the Marivayel, that you can't be mortal? If it's a din of
requires,
and maybe it should be told on the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban by Rabbi Asmol Adas. So he's saying that Kim Shekhamad Baskin and Bepshitus. See, that's a Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam without any cholik. So it must be that we're assuming that it's covered HaMesim. Or maybe it's a Safek and we've passed Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'avel. So then the same thing should apply if a person is Moichel his thing. That should be the same Halacha like Ma'abar Atzvul Adas, since he was Moichel. So if it's covered HaMes, then he has a right to be Moichel. And even if it's a Safek, Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'avel. So the Rabbi Kiveger is bothered that the Shulchan Aruch by Ma'amar Atzvul Adas conclusively says there's no Avelis like the Rambam, but when it comes to here, he quotes the Marivayel, I mean at least the Ramah, who didn't argue with the Mechabedeh, quotes the Marivayel, and says that a person can't be mortal. That's his tzarchi. You want to say something, Michelle?
I was going to say, it's Shulchan Aruch or Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, okay, so it's yeah. Okay, so you have to give us some teretz. In the end of the day, it's that's what it is. It is what it is. So you say some teretz to, you know, to answer this question. You know. You know, it's covered on me. Well, also, like what the Marivayel said, we don't want you to mevatel. It was Rabbi Kiveger said, the fact that he said that you'll mevatel the whole concept of Shiva, Rabbi Kiveger said that was just a side thing. Maybe it's not just a side thing. You know, maybe Chazal didn't want, you know, was then everyone, the whole concept of Shiva will just go by the wayside. So everyone said, oh, they were Merkel. So it's that plus.
So the plus made a factor in the fact that, so maybe it is a suffix, but when it's covered, chai, covered a mace. But then there was another factor that they don't want the possibility that all of Shiva is going to be a possibility that, you know, will just eradicate the whole Shiva. And the person will say, oh, my parent was Mokal, and Mokal.
Is it possible also to say that because I like more of nine in the Tafi and Shiva and Shloshim, that, you know, maybe it's good for the relatives, it's good for it's therapeutic. The other reason than nine, they were talking then, so it's not just Kavod Mace, but.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's a more of a modern approach, you know. The poskim didn't speak so much in those terms. They weren't so psychologically, But okay, it's definitely true what you're saying.
You say it's the kavanah chai, and therefore it can't be mortal. But for kavanah chai to be somebody that was being seen as Shiva, he was not allowed to
die. Okay. Yeah. You can. Right. You can say what you said. In the end. The dinim are what they are, and you just have to say. So it's not hard to. This is not the biggest kash in the world, but it's Rabbi Kivager. So it's Rabbi Kivager.
Everything we said until now, like the Chasam Sofer, Rav Shohan, those were kulos. Meaning, if the situation in the family is that they don't want to sit shiva, they just want to go somewhere and move away, whatever. Then will they say that no, there's not a din of Ma'arad Aspen Das and force them to sit Shiva? Or these are like, really, Mikra Din, like you're right, we didn't see it, but like say, doesn't, you know, put one and one together,
right.
You figure out what happened.
Right.
So we'll say that, so here, like the Chasam Sofer was saying, it's a Kamish Bacha to not let them sit Shiva. But let's say, whatever the situation is, it'd be Lahefa. Would we make them sit Shiva, or could we be. Yeah, the cooler would be to just let them,
You mean we have all the
all these coolers, like I said, oh maybe it was Shigayon or we didn't see it right away, or meaning are those the Ikar Hadins or are those like Chamini Tzliya Sheyach HaLithlos, those are Tzliyas the Kula, but only if we want the Tzliyas the Kula.
Right here? I don't know, it's a good question. I remember Tug was asking, what if they doctor don't want for some reason? So, with that.
In a case, Mahabharata is one of
those. Yeah, but we say that these things are coolers that you can rely on, but if you don't want to rely on, well, maybe no, these are that's the aloha. Yeah. I'm not to think that that's together Hadin, and then we have, I don't know, but, okay. And then the Midrashim here on page 16, Ach Lahavi as Achonik Asmo, Yochel Kishol Tal Melom Ach. Yochel Kichananim Shol Vazay Tal Melom Ach. There are certain cases that maybe a person is allowed to Chananim Shal Vazaya, they went to the Kivshan Eish. So maybe that was permissible.
So what's together?
So the Das Kainim here on page 17 says, Kaun Levim Raish. Also, Shoshokin Hatina Pashasak Zera. Kranimsu Lemisa, Inu Yoko, Haro Gasasma Yoko, Kishol Shamasasa Lemisa, yeah. Maisa Barabaka Shoshok Haberti Nokas Pashasa Shmad. Killed these kids, obviously, with the over Asma Das. Shayla Phil Hashem.
Crusades,
yeah. Of course, the Gemara in Gittin, that they jumped in the. Uh, time of Ma'isa Be'arba Emes Yivadim, Shemishpul Beklon, Yigi Shratro, so...
So what does that mean? So it's together. I mean, they didn't want to be... So, like, they felt it designed for them because they were going to be used, whatever, basically abused, right?
Yeah.
So they were... And that was a mitzvah, or Meshabeach them for that.
Yeah.
So then what's... So I'm really confused as to where do you draw the line? Like, what's together to say that this is allowed, this is actually proper, a shvach, or this is usher?
Right, he's talking about like...
Maybe it'll be used for Mishkan
Dachar
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess some type of Chil Hashem that they're avoiding as a result.
It's a word of Kiddush Hashem or Chil Hashem.
Right. And that would be Docha. That's what it seems to be. Based on these.
So this Rav Echad who did this, so he obviously thought he was doing this the Kiddush Hashem.
Right.
Right? But the end is Melchiach on the
Okay, so this is a very, unfortunately, it happens. It happens in the community. It's not just once. So, as I say, the Hilchas Avelis is, if you're going to be Rabbanim in the communities, so Hilchas Avelis is one side, but the more important thing is to prevent, these things from happening. And, there's so many people that get lost in the cracks, they just feel like they're nothing. And these things don't happen in a vacuum. None of these things happen in a vacuum. And everyone in the Jewish community has to try their best to save people from committing these things. Because in the end, like the Rosh Hashanah said, it's a chayli, but it doesn't happen in a vacuum. None of these things happen in a vacuum. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we shouldn't see these things in the future. Okay, yeah, so the Maskana, Sunday, Monday, Bez Hashem, 9:30 to 10:30, Sunday, Monday, and then we'll wish everyone a good Yantar. What? Parsha talk of things. Yeah, Parsha. They know.